Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kyoto High School student Bergen Dalton and her mom, Amy. Bergen is recovering from a car accident in Washington that happened April 11th. She's sharing her experience and thanks to those who helped her as National EMS Week is observed next week. Recently, you were in a car accident, and there's going to be a fundraiser coming up to help with some of those costs and offset some of that. Can you first just share what happened?
I was on my way into Washington for a chiropractor appointment, and I fell asleep at the wheel, and I ran into the concrete pillar that holds up the train track bridge underpass first coming into town.
And you're here in a wheelchair now and a walking boot. Can you let people know what happened?
In my left leg, I had a femur fracture, a tibial plateau fracture, and a Lisfranc fracture, and I also broke the outer side of my ankle. And then in my right leg, I had a tibia fibula fracture, but I can bear weight on my right leg, so I can stand up with a walker and stuff like that.
And what has it been like going through the healing process?
Well, kind of difficult, but not as bad as I expected. I really don't have any pain unless I'm in physical therapy. That's kind of sore sometimes.
And in this recovery process, what's been the hardest part? Getting around your house? Trying to take a shower?
I pretty much actually got all of that down now. The hardest part is kind of like keeping myself busy to like just make the days go by faster and stuff. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it hasn't been that hard on me, actually, surprisingly.
Yeah, seeing you get out of the car, it looks like you already have a system down.
Yeah. It's going a lot better. Each day is getting better and better.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Were you wearing your seatbelt?
Yeah, I was. I had a big seatbelt bruise,
yeah,
which is a good thing.
Now, can you tell us about the fundraiser that's going to be happening?
My friends and kind of coworkers at Pause and More decided to set it up to help out, because we're really close and stuff like that. But it's just a tip night, and they're going to be bussing tables, and any tips that are made will go to help out with my family.
And that's how I heard about your story, was through Paws and More. So are you an animal person?
Oh, definitely.
Do you have any animals at home?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah. 9.
Do you have a favorite? I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but do you have one?
Yeah, my terrier mix. She's my favorite.
What's her name?
Lucky.
Lucky. With all of this, later in the month is National EMT Week. And with your car accident, there were folks at the scene right away. Is there anything that you would want to say to those people that were there to help you?
I don't really know where to start, but just thanks for everything, pretty much. And I heard that some of them are even going to help at the tip night bussing table, so that's really appreciated.
Were they there to help walk you through and talk to you while everything was happening?
I remember a little bit of that, but honestly, most of it's a blur, that part of the situation.
Thank you for all you did for her and, you know, being there when we weren't.
I can only imagine what a phone call like that would be like.
Yeah, it was super scary. I think we beat the ambulance to the hospital because we were so scared. But yeah, so thank you guys, and we appreciate it.
Is there anything that you would say to other teenage drivers?
Yeah, basically, don't overwork yourself and then think you can drive, because you will get tired, and there is a limit, and you shouldn't go past it. Because it's not safe. And definitely, definitely, definitely wear a seatbelt at all times, because probably if I didn't wear a seatbelt, I might not be speaking right now.
Okay. One last question. I know that you're kind of held up here and it's a little hard to move around. Is there anything that you're really hoping to do this summer? Anything that you're
Swim. I want to get in the pool, which, well, actually, my physical therapist said once I'm to that point, it'll actually really help my muscles and bones get moving and back to normal.
And is there any kind of timeline for that?
Probably a month or more still till I get to that point. It all depends if my left leg's in good enough shape by middle of summer.
That's been today's Washington Page for KCII with Bergen Dalton and her mom, Amy. The fundraiser is being held at Pizza Ranch May 22nd to help Bergen's family with costs associated with the wreck. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.